Thursday, Parshas Vayelech, Shir Tes Zion.
Yeah. Sesky, can you? Okay, my friends, we're up to the sugya on Daf Chavav Amid Aleph. The two dots, Choylo Misham Sheim, Tanu Rabbanon. Tanu Rabbanon, Zok the Heilige Gemara. Choylo She'amru L'Choylo She'esh Bo Sakona, El Afilo Choylo She'ein Bo Sakona. The Choylo we spoke about, L'Choylo She'esh Bo Sakona, אלא אפילו חיילה שאין בו סכון, אפילו חש בעינו, ואילו חש בראשוי. Even if he's חש בעינו, he's חש בראשוי. אמר שמגם לי הפמחס, חשתי בעיני בקיסרי, והיטי רבי יוסי בריבי, לי שאני משם שי חוץ לסוכה. Yeah. So, Rabbi Yisai, it's interesting. What's the idea of חש Biroishai, Chosh Be'ena. Are these Dafka, these two? Or are these like Mamish, like nothings? Or are these some things? Something. Lamaisa, Alochi is your ladder, you're supposed to be a Vakar Choyle, everyone except for someone who is Chosh Be'ena. So I don't know if it's Chosh, I'm not sure what Chosh means. But a person who has eye issues, eyes are very, very delicate. So you're not supposed to be mevaker chayla, a person that has a problem with his eye or a person that has a problem with his stomach. Problem with his stomach, you're in the stomach, you're not supposed to be mevaker chayla. Why?
Star.
What?
Star for the one or two.
It's uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable. You're gonna, your stomach, it's always like a little embarrassing. but chash be'enav, you're not supposed to visit. Why not? Because it's very delicate. People's eyes are very, very delicate things. So what does it mean? Afilu chash be'roishay, chash be'enav. Chash be'enav, chash be'roishay. Does it mean that it has to be something of significance? It doesn't mean chosh sheish b'sakana, but maybe it has to be something like a sakana's aver or something. Lashon of the Rishonim, or b'chol aver ve'aver. Does that have to be something that's or it just means you know, he has an eye infection, he has a chves, he has pink eye, or I'm not sure what it means exactly.
Or maybe if it's saying afilu chosh be'enav, then it's. Even this, you know,
it's saying like this: Loi choyla sheyesh by sakana, el afilu sein by sakana, afilu chash brush with chash peina. Does he mean to say that it's mamish need only any sakana, or even chash peina chash peroisha? But it doesn't have to be. Maybe it means like nothing. Like even the smallest little choyla is good enough. I don't know. We'll have to see what the ptur of choyla is exactly. What? Maybe chashbeinav is like mamish, like nothing. It's just like I don't know what's the. We'll have to see what the p'tur of chashbe of a choyle is. What exactly is the p'tur of choyle? Amar Rav Shimon, "Pamachas chashdi beinav mekisari v'hitzer Rabbi Yosi b'ribi lishan ani misham shay chutz l'suka." One time I had this situation, and he allowed me to sit chutz l'suka. Who was the Rabbi Yosi b'ribi? Rashi says, "Yosi achocham charv shabedoyev." Who Rabbi Yosi ben? Chalafta. Rav Shorol Rav Acha Bardol Leminyan Al Bekilta Besukah Mishum Beki. Rav allowed Rav Acha Bardol Leminyan Al Bekilta. He was allowed to protect himself in a kilta. Anyone know what a kilta is?
A sheet to protect you from a kila.
Sounds like it's a kilo. It's a kila.
Around the
canopy type of thing. Mishum biki, because of the
mosquitoes.
So he had like sheets up around, and Rashi says, what's the problem? Rashi says, lemingana bekilta, avabishesh la gag, vigavaya sara, vabikilu chutz lesuka. Even though it's like it has a gag, it's a gavoya, so it's like he's out of the sukkah. So basically, what did Rav allow Rav Acha Bardula to do? To sleep outside the sukkah. The mingin v'kilta b'sukkah mishum b'ki. So let me ask you a question. Why did he have to construct this bizarre type of contraption? Why didn't he just going to his house.
It was better for him because his bed was
this was a mosquito.
What? wait, I mean,
the bugs only came at night.
What?
The bugs only came at night.
Oh, maybe the bugs only came at night.
He wanted to sleep in the sukkah.
What? But he's not sleeping in the sukkah. Yeah. I mean, fun. You're saying it was fun.
Playing pretend.
What? It's a big tier for the movie. How about just one place? Set another place.
So once, he moves out, he'll have to move it back.
Okay, but he moved the, why the move it one? Out? Like, Mali Hacha, Mali Hacha.
Because, look, the next person, for example, Rav, Shorle le Rav Acha bar Ada, lemingana bar mitalalta. He allowed him to sleep outside of the sukkah, mishum sircha de girgishta. So that person went out of the sukkah. Well, over there he had to go out of the sukkah because
smell.
There's really not much you could do in the sukkah. You got a bad smell, so you had to go out. But this person, I guess he had a way of staying in the sukkah. You're saying that maybe he stayed in the sukkah because maybe by day there was no mosquitoes, it was only by night. Or maybe by night only there was no mosquitoes, only by day. So therefore, he was able to move this thing, you know, in and out of the sukkah. Okay? I don't think that it's better to sleep in a posel sukkah. I don't think so. Why would it be? That's exactly what I was trying to like la fuke. That why would it, he's posel? It's posel.
No one's gonna know that. No one from the outside is gonna know that inside he's sleeping on their.
Marisayin, he wants to do it.
So he'll just sleep in a sukkah and everyone will
sleep in a posel. So no, it's because of Marisayin. You don't want people to think that you're.
In the next case,
yeah,
but you have
Marisayin
with the sheet.
Yeah, what?
You have
saying people don't see inside your sukkah, maybe.
Yeah, but this, the next case, anybody who walks by would know.
People walk by your sukkah, they see in your sukkah.
In the next case, the smell?
It's a different case. No,
says the Gemara, Rava letayme, d'amai Rava mitstayer potter min asukkah. Rava is letayme. This there Rava was matir. This is Rava because Rava holds mitzayer patur min asukkah. Frekti Gemara va'anan tnan cholin mitshamshayim patur min asukkah chayla in mitzayer lo. What does the Gemara mean to say? That what?
The difference between chayla and mitzayer.
That what? Can you?
Two are the mission, not because of the stars. So why are we bringing in a few?
What does the Gemara mean to say? Klar. What is the Gemara saying?
What?
Someone
who's
sick himself, but not someone
who's sick. Mitzar is not putter? The Gemara means to say that the Mishnah seems to argue on Rava. Avi, you got that? The Mishnah says, Choyla in Mitzar loy. That's the Gemara's answer. You're in the Gemara's question. Let's see it again. It says the Gemara, Rava l'taymei. This that Rava allowed to sleep out of the sukkah is in l'shitasai, Dami Rava, Mitzar. Potter min asukkah. Va'anan tanan choylun mishamshayim p'tur min asukkah. Choyla in mitzayer loy. Seems like mitzayer is not potter, and it would be hard to say that Rava is arguing on a Mishnah. It says, Gemara, Amri choyla hu mishamshav p'turin. Mitzayer hu potter mishamshav loy. And the Gemara is saying, no, Avada, our Mishnah holds also mitzayer is potter. So why does our Mishnah only mention choyla? Because choyla is potter hu mishamshav. Mitzayer, it's someone else's putter. Mishar, it's only his putter. Misham Shav are not putter.
Who's the Misham Shav and Mitzayer?
The people that are, I think, his chevra. Ones that are hanging out with
him. Mitzayer because of the heat?
What?
What's Mitzayer because of
the heat? We'll see a bunch of cases of Mitzayer. We'll see. Hold on, let's go step by step. Okay?
His wife.
Exactly. Okay, my friends. So let's start. Okay, it's enough for now. It's not for now. It's the question. It's not for now. It's a question on the Gemara. Just that during Seder. Okay. Azay, my friends. Does the Gemara entertain that our Mishnah holds Mitzayer is not Pater min Asukkah? Is there a Havamin in the Gemara that our Mishnah holds Mitzayer is not Pater? Yes. The Gemara thought that as a diak mitzayer is not pater. What's the diak? Because who's pater? Chayla is pater. But there's a major kasha. It's the chayra mafurish a mishnah that mitzayer is pater. Where's the mishnah that mitzayer is pater? The mishnah says that if it's yardu geshamim inside of your sukkah, what's the din? The halacha is that you go out. When do you go out? When it's yardu geshamim. The Mishnah Sadaf Chav Ches Amid Beis Kol shivas yamah yisad yiras akvar beis arai. Yardu geshamim. Meim esay mutter lifnois. When it's raining, when are you allowed to leave your sukkah? When are you allowed to leave your sukkah? So why do you leave your sukkah when it's raining? Mitztair. L'chayra, hold on, let me just ask my question. L'chayra, it's alts mitztair. So I have a Mishnah that says that mitztair is putter. So what in the world? So you can ask the question in two different ways. First way, the Gemara says, Rava is lishitasa, because Rava holds mitztair putter minus. Rava holds mitztair putter minus. There's a Mishnah that says Rava is mitztair. And then the Gemara says, oh, Rava, you're wrong. The Mishnah says that mitztair is chay. There's a Mishnah. What are we thinking over here? So we have two questions. It's basically the same question. It seems like Rav is the one who is introducing to us Mitztar. The Gemara entertains that a Mishnah holds Mitztar is Chayiv, and we have a Furish on Mishnah that says Mitztar is Pater. So why are we attaching this to Rava? And how can we ask a Kasha on Rava for a Mishnah? We have a Furish on Mishnah like him. This is the Kasha, my friends. A push the Kasha on the Gemara. What is the Olam Taino? I'm gonna start. I'm gonna do a shlav. I say two different nisuchos. The first nisuch is as follows: what does a sukkah mean? Was meint the word sukkah? Der Wort. Was meint sukkah? It's al shem aschach kori sukkah. But what is a sukkah? What is a sukkah supposed to do?
Protection.
It's protection. What happens if a sukkah is not protecting you? It's a felt in the sukkah. The pshat is sehesnishkin. Hold on a second. Sehesnishkin sukkah. Sehesnishkin sukkah bechlal. So zokta Vilna Goyin, a sukkah that it rains in the sukkah is the pshat. It's not a sukkah. Now let me try to, and I'll bring a riot to the Vilna Goyin. Okay, bring a riot. What's the shear of how much rain it has to rain in the sukkah in order for it to be for you to leave? It says it's to ruin your soup. What type of soup? Anyone know what type of soup it is? It's a special type of soup.
Stew.
Pill. Pool. Soup of a pool. Pea soup. Let's say it's pea soup. So let me ask you a question. Let's say you're not eating pea soup. Let's say you're not eating pea soup. What's what does that mean?
That's
something that's thick.
Okay, but what does that have to do with me? I'm now. That's I'm not eating Pierce pea soup. So why does it make a difference if the pea soup? What does the pea soup have to do with it? What?
That's a shear of rain that person.
Why would I be mitzayir? I'm not eating pea soup.
No, it's not protecting you. Of rain that person.
So but let's that's get clear what Akiva is saying. He's saying, Enochanami, it has nothing to do with your pea soup. It just happens to be that the amount of rain that's going to bother you is the amount that's going to ruin the pea soup. Coincidence. It has nothing to do with, really nothing to do with pea soup. And if all of the world wouldn't eat pea soup, it wouldn't make a difference because it has nothing to do with that. It's just a simen for how much mitzvah it is. I think that's a little bit far fetched, my friends. But we could suggest something else, perhaps. We could suggest, if we're saying it's a shear in what's called a sukkah, it's not about me, it's not about you, it's not about how much anguish or pain I'm going in through right now. It could be that I love rain. Rain, I think, I love sitting in the rain. I sing in the rain, I eat in the rain. I'm one of those rain guys, you know what I mean? Rain is, it's awesome, it's great, right? Don't make a difference. It's a hasnishkin sukkah. What gives a taich of a sukkah has to be a heftza of a sukkah.
So you should know the sukkah that the rain can't come in.
What do you mean?
And why my putter? I should find the tasher sukkah.
What do you mean?
I should find the sukkah where it's not raining.
You can't, if you could find one, you should. in a chanami.
I'm not going to my house, only that.
Because there's no sukkah. Every sukkah has to be arai, and every sukkah arai is going to end up letting rain in. So therefore, it's not going to be a sukkah. It can't be a sukkah. It's not shayach for it to be a sukkah. In other words, right now, this sukkah is not a sukkah, because it was mafkia, the name of a sukkah, and if I could find another one, if there was a place where it wasn't raining in a chanami.
No, but we said you could go inside.
Because there's no other place where it's not raining.
So that's the hanukkah?
Yes. The hanukkah is that if you have, what Rabbi Yitzchak wants us to make clear, if you have on half of your side of your house, it's raining, and the other half of the side of your house, it's not raining, so you have to go to the other half side of your house and eat in that sukkah. Yes, I would like to say that halacha l'maisa. Yes.
So let's
get clear. We're talking about the first night of sukkahs. Because every other night, once you go into your house, you're putter. But the first night of sukkahs, you're mechuyiv to eat a kazayis in the sukkah. So now we have a big shayla. There's a mechuyiv to eat a kazayis sukkah in the first night of sukkahs. Can I eat it when it's raining?
No.
If it's a p'tur mitzvah, then you could say maybe go into the sukkah. I have a chiv to eat, even though I'm a mitzvah, I'm a chiv to eat tonight. But if it's a hastish ken sukkah, so then what's the point? You go into the sukkah, it's a waste of time. What are you doing over here?
So you should always, the sukkah is never kosher. Why? Because it never protects you from the rain.
So you're saying like this, it's not the pshat that...
it's not raining, it's not protecting you from the rain.
You're in a chanami, you're saying it's not the pshat that the sukkah has to protect from him, because it doesn't. But the sukkah has to be a place of protection. So right now, that there's rain coming in, it's not a place of protection.
It's never.
It protects you from cold, from hot.
But it's not protecting you from
rain. But still, this is a place where people go for protection. If you were walking in the street, would you walk into the sukkah now and say, I'm in the sukkah, good, I have a respite.
The thing that protects you from everything.
No, we said everything.
The Pasuk says, Mizar and Mata, so once it lets in that amount, that will, that's the cutoff.
So Samuru Mechamsa is by definition going to stop a rain that would cause it to make my soup. Meaning his answer, his question.
Yeah.
That when the halacha of Tosfos Chamsa is going to make it that a rain that is more that's going to completely ruin my soup, that we're not discussing. But the average sukkah would stop such a rain. Would stop a rain. This is like the borderline of whether it's considered.
And therefore what?
Therefore that we can still be considered. Most sukkahs would stop a rain like that, so it doesn't have the issue of it.
Yeah, but he's saying, but if this sukkah doesn't stop a torrential rain, then it's not a... Okay. Kitzer, Rabbi Yisai, this is a machlokes rishonim, whether or not you're supposed to go into the sukkah when it's raining. The choyra, the shtikl toyra that we're saying, would only go along with... If you say that there's no point in sitting in the sukkah, we're saying it's not a cheftza of a sukkah. So if you say that there is a... you are supposed to sit in the sukkah when it's raining on the first night. So then we'll get back to our question. So what's the p'tur? Can't tell me it's not a sukkah. If it's not a sukkah, then why are you saying, Elamite is a sukkah. So the Elamite is a p'tur mitzvah, and the first night is no p'tur mitzvah. So then how can the Gemara think that Rava is the one who's... Rava comes up with the mitzvah. So I think Chaim Dov was saying a little bit of a different lumdis, a little bit different. I think he's saying the following thing. There's a mitzvah b'cheftza, and there's a mitzvah b'gavra. Two different types of mitzvah. There's one thing is which is Amitzar, for example. It's right now 90 degrees outside. Some people love the heat. They love it in that. For me, it's great. Other people don't like the heat. Some people like the cold. Some people don't like the cold. There's something that the cheftza of the sukkah ki'ilu is in a matziv of mitzvah. It's not a question of what I like, what I don't like. In a chanam, you have mishugam that likes sitting in the rain. You're right. But we'll all agree that that's butla daito etzel kol adam. That's not normal. So there's a mitzvah where I'm personally a mitzvah. Something about the Gemara says that this person was mitzvah from the Yitushim. It doesn't sound like everyone was mitzvah from the Yitushim. He was mitzvah from the Yitushim. I get nervous. Some people get nervous from bees. There are bees in the sukkah. Some people get all unnerved because they have bees around, right? They can't sit in the sukkah. I get all other people, okay, bees. You know, kiyadua, that there are certain peoples that their pH attract mosquitoes more than other people. So some people, mosquitoes don't bother them. So that's an individual thing. It's not a bechefza zach.
So what's bechefza?
Rain is bechefza. says Chaim David, rain is that the sukkah is bechevtza now a chevtza of mitzdair. It's a mitzdair. So is it a sukkah? Yes, it's a sukkah. But it's a sukkah and a matzav of mitzdair. Therefore, that's pashat that you're going to say that you're going to be pater. Rava is mechadish, even if every person individually is mitzdair. I have my egen atzar. Now, we set a qualification. Hold on 1 second. We set a qualification. The tzar that the person has, even according to Rava, where does the tzar come from? It has to come from the sukkah. What happens if there's mosquitoes in the house, the same way there's mosquitoes in the sukkah? Would Rava allow you to go?
No.
So even Rava holds it has to be a mitzar machmas, the sukkah. It's just the Gemara, the Mishnah said it's a cheftza of tzar. Rava says it doesn't have to be a cheftza of tzar. Even the Gavra can be potter if he's mitzar machmas, the sukkah. What happens if a person stamazoi mitzar? No, well, then it's not stamazoi, then it's mitzar machmas, the sukkah.
Meaning the mitzvah machmasa doesn't mean it's coming from anything to do with the sukkah. It's coming to do with the fact that you're sitting in the sukkah. Meaning.
So that we discussed about the Avel, for example. Is that called Machmas the Sukkah? Because he doesn't want to be with other people. Is that called Machmas the Sukkah? Maybe that could be also a Machlekes, perhaps. We'll see. I'll try to talk about it in a minute.
We talked about Machlekes Hashem that we had.
Right. So that meant, yeah. Well, that was going to depend on what's the Ptur of Mitzdar exactly. Where's the Makor for Mitzdar? Yes, Dov.
Avel, you said something similar with Sarah
Meron. Yes, we spoke about it by Avel. Right. We said Avel maybe is a tzar memela. That depends on exactly what Avel is. That's exactly what we're saying. It depends if Avel is because he doesn't want to be with people, or stamazai, Avel's just not in a good mood. Which we're going to get back to that, Be'ez Hashem. Al kol panim, if you look in the Rambam, which we gave out, it's very interesting. The Rambam brings the halacha of the Yordu Geshamim a totally different place. I mean, they're all on halacha vav. You gave out. Does anyone have Maram Koymus? You don't have one? Yeah, there's a bunch. We gave out like a lot of them. I don't think I have any more here. Anyone else needs Maram Koymus? Chesky, you have?
I have.
If you look in the Rambam, in halacha beis, the Rambam brings Choylim umisham sheihem p'tur min ha-sukkah. V'lo chol sheish v'sakana, v'filu chash b'roisha, v'filu chash b'einov. It's interesting that everyone, like, they give that mashal and they stick to it. Mitzdar p'tur min ha-sukkah. Hu v'lo imisham shav. Seems to be a new halacha. V'eiza mitzdar, z'sheni ochol lishoin b'sukkah v'nei ha-ruach, o b'nei ha-zvuvim, v'ha-proshim, v'kiyoitzimem, o b'nei ha-reach. He gives three examples. The ruach, what's the ruach? Wind. Zvuvim, mosquitoes. Oh, mepnei ha-reach, or the smell. What about the sun? What about the sun, and what about the cold?
Cold is ruach.
Ruach is wind.
What was the other one?
The sun. Reach. Bad smell.
Preparation.
What? Those are all different types of insects.
Would the sun be a psul in the sukkah, or would it be a psul in the star?
It would be a mitzdar. Even if it's tilsum or mechamsa, it could be the Rambam holds that maybe those are not machmas the sukkah. The ruach, a sukkah, has to allow ruach in the construction of the ruach, maybe. The zvuvim and parashim for sure are going to get in. Reach is going to, these are all things that are maybe machmas the sukkah. Maybe he holds that shemesh is not machmas the sukkah. The Gemara seems to say shemesh also maybe is mitzdar potter. The Rambam doesn't make mention of it.
No, because if
the Rambam also says ezu mitzdar koshin yochal lishoin besukkah. The Rambam focuses on the shein on the sukkah. You can't sleep in the sukkah. And the Rambam says koshin yochal. What does it mean in a yochal? What happens if it's uncomfortable? Does mitzdar mean uncomfortable, or does mitzdar mean you can't sleep? Sounds like the Rambam. It's not just being uncomfortable is not a reason to be part from a sukkah. No, you have to be mitzdar means any yachalishan. It sounds the Rambam is going hard on mitzdar. It's not like, you know, okay, it's uncomfortable for me, therefore I'm part. But yeah, push it. I can't function. I cannot function. It's not functionable. I can't be here.
Because they're not comfortable.
Enochanami, but it has to be you can't sleep. Not I'm not going to sleep well. I'm going to, you know, I want my mattress. I want my this. Right? Some people, they like all these. The Ptur Mitztar of not sleeping in a sukkah at night, my friends, in Yerushalayim, is becoming shrinking and shrinking. How are you Mitztar Ptur Mitztar? You can't sleep? You can't physically can't sleep in the sukkah? Really? Okay, if some people are that way, I feel bad for them. But, what? Definitely not at night. Shvacha Mises. But the Rambam, that's the Rambam brings the din of Choylin and the din of Mitztair. The Rambam Halacha Gimel brings Ovel, Chasan, Halacha Dal Shluchei Mitzvah, then Halacha Hey, Ketzari Mitzvah Yeshiva Sukkah, Halacha Vav Oichon Veshoisim Yeshainim Besukkah, Halacha Zayin Achilu Belel Yom Tov Arishon Besukkah, Halacha Ches Mishai Roshe Veruba Besukkah. Halacha Tes, he's talking about all different types of din of how a person should make sure he's inside. Halacha Yud, Yardu Geshamim. Like, totally out of the entire conversation. Yardu Geshamim is a nichnas l'soch habayis. Me'imas ay mutter lefanois, mishi yardu l'soch ha-sukkah tipois, shim yiplu l'toich ha-tavshul yipso afil tavshul shal pul. Why is the Ram doing this all the way down here? This would belong, if you'd ask me, if I was writing the Rambam, I would put this together with the din of Mitztair. Mitztair Machmas, the Reyach, Mitztair Machmas, the Ruach, Mitztair Machmas, the Geshem. What do we see from the juxtaposition of the Rambam? The Rambam puts this in its own place. It's Ander Zach, it's Ander Din. Lefi the Goin is doch noch besser. He's saying it's Mamish, has nothing to do with the Din Mitztair Bechlal. It's not a Chefetz of a Sukkah.
Stops.
What?
It's a thing that stops, so we wanted to bring it for the halakha, maybe only to go back.
Mosquitoes also stop.
Mosquitoes don't stop.
Well, we were saying that maybe it does, maybe it's only by day, only by night. That's why the person wanted to be in the sukkah. That's why a person wanted to be in the sukkah. The ruach is not always ruach. Sometimes it's ruach, sometimes it's not ruach.
You would only be potter at night.
But anyway, why would he bring it all the way to the bottom? Well, why down here? Bring in a new halacha here. Bring in its own halacha. But after he finished, he's like, he totally went off on a whole different topic. Keitzeri mitzvahs yeshiva besukkah. Oh, it sounds like Geshem is bechlal not a din mitzvah. Geshem's din is a heisnishkin sukkah. It's a felt in the cheftz of the sukkah. Okay, kol panim according to the Rambam, that's what it seems like. Yeah. However, Rabbi said the shaila is going to be as follows. The shaila is, what about the din choyla? Is the din choyla a din mitzvah? The Gemara seems to be mashma a little bit not, because the Gemara says, Rava hold mitzvah is potter. Really? But our Mishnah holds Mitztair is not Pater. Because our Mishnah says, Choyle in Mitztair lo. What? Choyle in Mitztair lo. I thought the whole reason for Mitztair is because of... The whole reason of Choyle is because he's Mitztair. Our Gemara seems to be Mashma. Choyle is a different din. Choyle in Mitztair lo. What? The Gemara ends up saying, no, Avana Choylo, it's also Choylo and Mitztair. But in the Gemara entertain, Mitztair is Chayiv, and Choylo is Pater. Why is Choylo Pater? So Rabbi Yisai, there's a few different, perhaps, understandings of how it is can be Choylo, can be Pater. Why is Choylo going to be Pater, and Mitztair, we're saying maybe it's going to be Chayiv? Another question. Is this Teshu Kain? Well, Mitztair is because it's Teshu Kain to do.
If you're not together Mitztair, then you don't come on Teshu Kain to do. Meaning, if you don't fulfill the requirements of Mitztair, you're not going to be Teshu Kain to do.
And so why is Choyla Pater? Why is Mitztair Pater?
Why isn't he Pater?
Why isn't, if Mitztair is Pater?
If Mitztair is Pater, because he doesn't fulfill the requirements of Mitztair.
So you're saying that really it's all the same tour. It's just one is like more severe than the other. Okay, but let me ask you another question. Choyle is potter because machmas the sukkah? Choyle is machmas the sukkah? What would you say? Yisrael says no, it's not machmas the sukkah. Choyle is potter because he's potter. Choyle mishlam shayim p'tur min ha-sukkah. It has to be machmas. Is it anything to do with machmas? We said the only reason it starts potter is if it's machmas the sukkah. Reyach, ruach, this and that. Chayla, it would appear, even if it's not machmas the sukkah.
Why?
Does many chutzufegin? Why? If you're telling me that they're both machmas the din of teshu kein taduru, so why would it be any different? So, Rabbi says there's a few different answers. I'm going to say three answers this way. First of all, I did see some people, I don't remember where I saw it, that say Choyla is more comfortable in his house than he is in the sukkah. That's uncomfortable. It's not a matziv. So in Achanami, it's also machmas the sukkah. His mitzvah is it's moisiv. Just like we said, Avel is more comfortable in his house, Choyla is more comfortable in his house. Okay, I don't know. It's not. It doesn't seem like that. No one makes mention that Choyla is machmas the sukkah, but I saw some. Could say another reason. Maybe there's a different reason why Choyla is pater. I don't have another reason why Chayla would be Pater.
Because it could be
unhealthy.
For his eye?
That's from Sukkah.
What?
That's not from Sukkah.
No. Well,
we're saying where it's not unhealthy. We're saying Chayla
Shein Bezakana. It doesn't mean it's still unhealthy. Could be. It's not risk of death.
Wait a second. But what's the Sakana of Chayla?
What?
What's the Sakana of Rishon?
So the word is like this. We're saying someone who's chash be'ina, chash be'roisha, maybe he's being oisek b'mitzvah. His p'tur is oisek. What's the mitzvah he's oisek in?
Taking care of himself.
Very brisk. But he's taking care of himself.
Brius. Taking care of himself.
What? He's going to go into his house and take care of himself. He's going to be oisek b'mitzvah. Not only that, why misham shein pater?
Taking care of himself
would be
by doing
mitzvah. They're also Isaac in the mitzvah. They're all Isaac in the mitzvah of refuah. They're Isaac mitzvah bikur chaylim or taking care of him. It's not because of the din of mitzvah bechlal.
Why does it bring it as a different?
What? A different case than shluchei mitzvah. That was the shir klali. I spoke about that in shir klali. That was my question in shir klali. So why is it a different case? Okay, I'll call upon him. Or perhaps we could say something else. So Bishop Bess says the following thing. We saw back in the day that there's a different p'tur. There's a p'tur of Ezrach Ranon. What does Ezrach Ranon mean? You have to be fresh. A person has to be like in a matziv of like comfortable. So maybe, perhaps, Rama holds like this. Choyle, why is he p'tur? Because he's not ranon. He's sick, he's in a bad mood, he's krachting. So therefore, he's going to be pater from the sukkah because he's not Ezrach Ranon. Mitztar is a tour for a different reason. Because of Teshu Kein Tadur. It's a different tour. Teshu Kein Tadur is only a tour if it's machmas the sukkah. The p'tur of Ezrach Ranon, which is saying a person who's a choyla is not an Ezrach Ranon, there doesn't have to be dafka machmas.
And the Misham Shein are p'tur because of Tishuk.
Oh, so the shayla is why the Misham Shein p'tur? What's the p'tur of Misham Shein? Also because of Tishuk came to do it.
So then you had said in Shirkali that the chiddush of Chayla Misham Shein is the Misham Shein. Now we're saying the opposite.
No, it's both. It's the Chiddush of Chayla.
But then if the Chiddush of Mitztar, which one has zone? It's just Mitztar, because Tishu came to through, then there's no Chiddush of Misham Shein.
If what?
The Chiddush of Misham Shein.
It depends what the reason for Misham Shein. We were saying Misham Shein is Isaac B'mitzvah, and the Shikla was going according to the Mandom, it's Isaac B'mitzvah. So then that would be the Chiddush of Misham Shein. Okay.
Why would we say that? That mitzvah is not Ezrach Ranon. I'm saying, why don't we just make them both Ezrach Ranon?
The shaila is that why wouldn't the mitzvah also have a p'tur of Ezrach Ranon? No, that comes. You're saying there's a p'tur of Ezrach Ranon, which is patering a choyle. So then, what's the threshold of how much choyle is not Ezrach Ranon? Mitzvah is Ezrach Ranon. Maybe the vote is like this: choyle is mitzad de gavra. He is not an Ezrach Ranon. This person that walks into the sukkah, is he not Ezrach Ranon? He's very Ranon. He's like, oh, but I don't like the smell. That's not me. The Ezrach Ranon is a taich in the person.
Is the gavra. You're not sitting comfortably.
Yeah, but in a chanabi, that's not the vort. Ezrach Ranon is a din in the gavra. It's not a din in the yeshiva. So we're having three din in, my friends. That's what we're going to bring up. Hey, listen, Herzl. Three din. There's one din mitzad the gavra. What's the din mitzad the gavra? Choyla. The chayla is not an ezrach ranan. It's the heft of the mensch. And wherever he is, he's chayla. He's not an ezrach ranan. There's another din mitzad, the yeshiva. What's the yeshiva? That is, we're talking about a person that's sitting in a sukkah, that there's bees in the sukkah, there's smell in the sukkah. That's something that we're saying it's teishu gain to do with the yeshiva is not a good yeshiva. There's a third din, which is a din in the sukkah. What's the din in the sukkah? You read this geshamim. There it's felt in the sukkah. It's not a cheftz of a sukkah. Therefore, we have three different dinim. So, maybe in Achanami, I'm like unsettled now because of what's going on. But that's not a definition of me. It's a definition of the situation I'm in. Otherwise, we'll use the word the yeshiva. My matziv is a matziv of inimut. That's teishu came to do. Ezra Charan is mitzad the gavra. This mensch, he's a choyle. As nishkin, he's not a comfortable. He's right now in a. He's not a. Upbeat, happy person. Therefore, he's potter from a sukkah.
The third one is because of the sukkah?
Because the heft of the sukkah. Those are going to be the three dinim, my friends.
Who's going to get
into
that?
That's Yuridus Geshamim. Yuridus Geshamim, we said, so you read this Geshamim, we said there's no point in sitting in the sukkah because there's no sukkah there. Shaila is what happens if a person's mitzstayer. Is there a point in sitting in the sukkah if he's mitzstayer? If he's mitzstayer, should he try, should he like force himself to sit in the sukkah anyway? Or if a person's a choyle, is a choyle, should a choyle force himself into it? So maybe if he's not mitzad the gavra, it's still a sukkah, it's still a yeshiva sukkah. So you're choyle, it's in the sukkah, and we be kind of mitzvah, you know, different than a woman. A woman is not mechuyev, but still we say that she sits in the sukkah, she's kind of mitzvah. So choyle is not mechuyev, sitting in the sukkah is kind of mitzvah. The shayla would be, what about if a person's mitzstayer? Mitzstayer, maybe there's no in a chanam, you have a sukkah here. But I can't do yeshiva. Basukah's teishvah. It's not a teishvah because it's not came to do. I'm mitzdar. Maybe not. It's daf and visim. But, my friends, according to the Rambam, the shir of mitzdar means that a poshet can't function. It doesn't mean that I'm, you know, that's uncomfortable for me. Okay. Rashi says, Mishum biki are tzinslish, which are bugs. Sircha de girgishta, karka levena, hayutachin ba karkois asuka, mitzar shaha sukkah mitzaratoi. Here Rashi emphasizes, it has to be that the sukkah is mitzar him. It has to come from the sukkah. Rashi said before, what is the case of the sukkah being mitzar him? Rashi told us that it's the shemesh, Shasuka mitzarata kagon chama oitzina osicha b'davar mishasichich behem. Rashi says these are the three cases where the sukkah is mitzar him, because siricha b'davar mishasichich behem. What happens if there's a smell that comes from outside of the sukkah? We spoke about this on over there. I found afterwards Rav Shlomo Zalman all speaks about it. Maybe is that called machmas the sukkah? A smell from outside. A sukkah doesn't have to have a smell. Same thing with the sun. Maybe the sun, the sukkah is always going to be vulnerable to the sun and to the rain. It doesn't have to be. Doesn't have to have a smell. I don't know if that's called machmas the sukkah. Maybe in Achanan, maybe chamor also. The rivavan doesn't say chamor. You have to know what the shir is exactly, what's considered machmas the sukkah. Beis Hashem b'li neder on Sunday, we're going to start the next sugya. It's the sugya of Oichlin Arai Chutz the sukkah, which is basically the last sugya we're going to do. Do that on Sunday. And Monday, Beis Hashem, we'll have a beautiful opportunity for us to do a sikkum. I think it's going to be amazing going into sukkahs, like with all of this, like a sukkah on our brains and like having so much yediyas and sukkahs. I'd like to share with you just one thought on the parasha before we go.
Yeah. You're on, yeah.
week's parasha, there's a very special mitzvah. The end of this week's parasha. Wait a second, it might be next week's parasha. It's next week's parasha, I think. Let's see. Pasuk says in the end of this week's parasha, Va'ata kisvu lachem es ashira hazois. Milamda es b'nei Yisrael. Esima b'fiyim. There's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah of ksiva sefer Torah. Writing a sefer Torah. Va'ata kisvu lachem es ashira hazois. It's a machlokes. Are you makayim the mitzvah? Time with Svarim Vizmanazem, maybe just writing Svarim or buying Svarim, or maybe it has to be a Sefer Torah. It's a mitzvah of Ksivas Atakis Filachem as a Shirazis. This Pasuk has a very prestigious place. In the war, Yeshua was fighting, and he wanted to capture Yericho. So what happened was they were struggling with conquering Yericho. And all of a sudden, a stranger confronted Yeshua. And he looked like a Sar Tzava. He looked like he was a general. Yeshua was startled. He says, are you with us or are you against us? Are you a friend or foe? He said, I'm friend. He was a Malach. And the Malach said to him, you know why you're not being successful? Because you're not Erlach. You're Mevatel Tamid and you're Mevatel Talmud Torah. In other words, you're off your game. You're not performing. Of course you're not going to be able to be victorious. So Yeshua said to them, okay, which one's the main one? Like, which is the problem? The Malach said, Atabasi, which could mean I came now. Yesterday was Tamei Ben Abayim. Ata, I'm coming now for the Torah. Atabasi, I came now. It says Vayolan Yeshua Be'emek. He was lon be'umka shal alocha. He sat and he learned the whole night, and they were menatzeh. But Tosfos says, you know why he says Atabasi? Because it says in the pasuk, Ata kisvu lachem es ashira hazois. Ata, now kisvu. It's a remez to the pasuk of Ata. So Frecht, the Panovich Arov. Why are we being meramis this pasuk? You want to be meramis the pasuk of Torah? V'gisa b'yom v'layla, l'madetim Torah tzivolon moyshech, v'yis psukim. Why the pasuk of ksiva sefer Torah? Zakta panovich rov amare dekavot. V'ata kisvu lachem es hashira hazos. There's Torah as being a job. It's our job. And there's Torah which is our pleasure, which is our tainik, which is our shira. V'yata kisvu lachem es hashira hazois. A person understands Torah is a shira, so it's not a question of I'm too busy doing other things, I don't have time to learn. Torah is my enjoyment in my life. Torah is where I find solace. Torah is where I turn to when I have difficulty. So it's my Torah. Ule soroscha sha'ashuai sha'ashuai. It's my amishtasheya with Torah. It's my delight. So what do you mean? You don't have time to learn? I get it. You don't have time for the carbon? I got it. I understand that. You don't have time. You're busy? Makes sense. But ata kisvu lachem es hashira. If we understood what Torah was, so then even when there's, you know, we have challenges, we have difficult times, we have different things going on, how could a person not learn? So I think that's something we should take with us through the Bein HaZmanim. And I want you to know something. Sometimes a person can feel like something's wrong. I'll tell you what's wrong. Because you haven't learned enough. Torah is Meshivas Nefesh. It's Nikras Isha. Torah Shem Temima Meshivas Nefesh. You learn. It's like a Shira. Sometimes people, someone just asked me today, he said, why is that all these people, they're all like, so they're like in such a rush, and somehow they have all the time in the world to listen to music? Because music can do that. It just relaxes you. Torah can just relax you that way. It's the most beautiful music. Have a good job, everyone.